Teen Time Presents Podcast on Demand. Log on to podcast.rthk.hk. Teen Time Podcast on Demand.
Good evening, Teen Timers. For a taste of African culture here in Hong Kong, I paid a visit to Makumba a few evenings ago. Above the streets of Lan Kwai Fong in Central, the restaurant and performance space with its intriguing food, regularly rotating live music nights, and occasional drum and dance activities, as well as African fashion shows, it can all make for some different cultural experiences. So to tell us all about this, I spoke to the establishment's owner and founder.
Hello, my name is Amina Lamare de la Fuse. I'm the owner of Makumba, the Afro-Caribbean lounge, the only one in Hong Kong.
Okay, we're sitting here, Amina, and it's a very interesting interior. There are masks on the walls. I know that some of the layout of this is based on your home in Cameroon.
Yes, everything that you see in this lounge here is based on my childhood. I lived with my uncle in the Royal Palace. And I'm from the tribe called the Bamun in the Western Cameroon. So what you see here, you see the festivity lounge, and from the festivity lounge you have the area where the music is taking place on one side, and then you have the big room where the king sits and with his disciple, you know, have a chat.
It's a very relaxed interior. The lights dim. Some of the areas that you've just described, Amina, have low seating. We're going to hear some live music on the stage soon from your band. But do you see this as a little cultural centre, an African cultural centre in Hong Kong?
Yeah, that's a good detail. So here you can find everything, like I was talking about the music, you also have the food, authentically African.
Central to a cultural experience often is the cuisine or the food. Tell us what visitors might be able to expect. And if they don't know anything about African cuisine, we know it's a massive continent. Can you give us some examples of some signature dishes?
Yeah, our signature dishes, for example, redefine the basics of Central and West African culinary ethics, loyal to the traditional recipe, yet a touch of modernity. And we combine, like I say, from West, East Africa, and then Central Africa food. So I go to one each country, and I get one main dish over there that is popular in the country.
Can you give us a couple of examples of what would be something really surprising that people might not be familiar with the taste of something or the texture?
Yeah, I will recommend the chicken bamun, which is from where I come from. You cook the chicken with wild pepper. So it has a little bit of different taste, like just the normal paper that you have. And you have the moi moi from Nigeria, which is made with white beans, you know, the black-eyed peas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, made with black-eyed peas. And then you have like a spicy, pleasant texture. You have the poulet deje, which is a fricassee of chicken cooked with vegetables and the banana plantain. Yeah, and I know that a lot of people in Hong Kong, they don't eat banana plantain. Banana plantain is the vegetable, while the banana, sweet banana, is a fruit, a dessert. So
they're all from the same family, and yet a plantain is used as a starchy content to the food in the same way that, say, potato, rice or noodles might be used.
Or you can have the mafé, which is also a sauté, because most of the time you have a lot of stew. It's made with groundnuts, peanut sauce. You can eat that with sweet potato or rice.
This is sounding really interesting, and I'm getting pretty hungry listening to this.
Food is coming, no worries.
So we've been served some food now, and it really looks like it's vibrant colours. There are orange and red sauces. Amina, you're eating chicken with a kind of bean cake.
I'm eating the moi moi, one of the favourite appetizers from Nigeria. We also have it in Cameroon.
We need to describe it. It looks like spices of almost sponge cake. It's very finely ground beans. The black-eyed peas, but it's spiced a bit. It turns into an orangey-red texture.
Because you put a little bit of ingredients inside, a little bit of tomato, so onion here and there, and then some African spices, yeah, and a bit of chili. The chicken that I eat with, it's a stew of chicken in a tomato. You can see tomato, a lot of onions and ginger. And then you have this tribal pepper that you sprinkle with. You don't need fork and knife with that. It's a little bit dry, so you use your finger to eat the chicken. Plus the moi moi,
It's a delicious combination.
I just tried some of the fried plantain, which we mentioned before. Mm. It's the slices of a larger type of banana. And for people who haven't tried this, it does actually taste distinctly a bit like a banana, but without the sweetness. And it's served with chili sauce. Is that the normal way of having it?
Yes. All over the street, you know, in Africa, they eat this banana plantain dip in a chili sauce. That's the kind of snacks that, you know, that everyone eat.
Tell us what that is.
That's beef stew with peanut sauce. Some people will say, oh, that's a satay. Of course it's a satay, but we don't put any sugar in. And you have all the spices that, you know, in Cameroon. The beef is cooked very tender.
That is a very creamy sauce. The peanutiness is not like satay at all.
No.
If anyone does like satay or peanut-flavoured sauces, I think this is a must-try.
A lot of people think that peanuts is fattening, but it's not at all. On the contrary, it's better than butter.
So, Amina, that was a delicious taste of what you have on the menu there. Can you give us a little taste of what else you have on your menu of cultural events then?
We do a lot of real African drum and dance, mainly the drum from Senegal, which is very entertaining. We have fashion shows most of the time. I have a line of clothes, African. I had some schools coming here because they want to study. They're curious enough to come to study about African culture, mask, and anything related to crafts that comes from Africa, because I have beautiful pieces here coming from the palace.
And finally, we can hear in the background the band is warming up. What are the different styles of African music that you have performing here?
Oh, you know, the African music is the base of all the music that you can have. You can have a rock and roll, you can have a jazz, you can have Afropop, you can have even hip-hop. Hip-hop music is just the base of African, one of the rumination of African music. And then you have the reggae.
Well, thanks, Amina. And we're going to play out now, hearing a track from your house band.
So you have Ezo Band from Togo. They're great musicians.
And that was Amina Lamar Defeyoz and the sound of African band Ezo at Makumba. The restaurant, performance space and activity area is all on the second floor of Holy Commercial Building, 38 to 44 Dagala Street in Lankwaifong Central. More details at www.makumba.hk. Makumba is spelt M-A-K-U-M-B-A. And that's all from around town with me, Andrew Dembina. Until next Tuesday evening, listen back to this report and get those details I just read out on our online archive at rthk.hk/special/teamtime.